Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Christmas carols fill the air. Happiness and laughter and joy abound. But for many, these feelings are seasonal, simply temporary, and slip away once the holiday season passes by. So I pray that the joy of the moment becomes the joy of their lives. I pray this year the Christ becomes Redeemer, Savior, and Lord in their hearts. And in Jesus Christ becomes their joy. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you haven't been counting, I'll tell you it's 14 days till Christmas. Watch for the last-minute sales. Listen to the last-minute wishes for gifts. Find that one special gift that is sure to bring joy into a heart. But a joy that comes wrapped in colorful paper and tied with a bow really isn't the joy of Christian faith. Perhaps this will help your understanding. You can probably tell a similar story too, but as a child, I really looked forward to opening Christmas presents, looking at those Christmas gifts and like to shake them too, try to figure out what it was. And this event comes from Christmas 1972. Along with my G.I. Joes, I began creating new adventures with Big Jim. You familiar with Big Jim? Big Jim's uniqueness was that when you bent his arm, his bicep muscle would bulge. And he'd have a band that you could put around that bicep muscle, and you bulge that bicep muscle and pop off the band. He also had chopping action, too. So Big Jim was pretty cool. But for this Christmas, I was given Big Jim and a Rugged Rider motorcycle for him. So I dressed Big Jim in his black riding gear, put on his whiting helmet, his goggles, and I assembled the Rugged Rider motorcycle, snapping in the handlebars, placing the stickers, putting the grips on the foot pegs and the handlebars, and all set for Big Jim's first adventure. So you slide his hands in and slide his feet into the rubber grips on the handlebars and foot pegs, and he's almost ready to go. You assemble the push stick, and at a push stick about 36 inches long, couple pieces, you slide them together, and you snap the push stick into the back of the motorcycle. And so you could go running down the road, and once you got up to good speed, you pulled the push stick away, and Big Jim would be zooming away on his motorcycle, off on an adventure. I mean, you get that good run, and you pull it, and he just goes. You run up to him, you pick him up again, you slide that push stick in, and you got running again, and you send him off on another adventure again, again, down the street, up the hill, over jumps, you just send him. Well, later that day, I was chasing my brother, doing what big brothers do, chasing him in the house and running around the corner from the dining room into the living room. I heard a snap. No, it was not my brother's bone. It was the push stick for my Rugged Rider. I had left it on the couch, and somehow in my running, I caught the edge of it, and I snapped it in two. I was devastated. I mean, this is just a couple hours after opening the Christmas present. I mean, there'd be no more zooming for Big Jim, and you know, tears just flow at the broken toy. The joy was gone. The push stick was broken. He couldn't go zooming anymore. Now, how fast have you broken a Christmas toy? It took me one afternoon with this one. And has your heart broken over a busted toy? Did your joy of unwrapping the new toy last? Or did it flee as soon as the toy was wrecked? Or how about when the newness of the gift wears off? In that, oh, I must have it, it's so special, now simply is set aside on a shelf and forgotten. That must-have gift has been relegated to ancient history, and another must-have gift has been received for that joy to ever come again. All of us have done that in one way or another. And so the roller coaster of emotions come and go, ups and downs, and fleeting joy. Would you like to get off that roller coaster and have a joy that penetrates you through and through, day in, day out, no matter what the circumstances of life? A joy that is a wellspring of life in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. It's in all of you. A joy that truly is joy. Would you like to have that in you, in your life, and then be able to pass it on, that same joy, into another person's life? Your joy begins with forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Luke 15 recounts the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttering, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." The muttering would be more in the nasty, nauseating nuances of condemnation for Jesus. Very far from a compliment of compassion, it's an accusation of association with the unclean. Jesus told a parable in response, the finding of the one lost sheep. And when that sheep was found, the shepherd joyfully puts the sheep on his back, goes home, calls his friend together, and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." Then with great emphasis and punctuating the point of the parable, Luke chapter 15, verse 7, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Jesus came to make possible the greatest of joys, the joy that happens when a sinner repents and the forgiving grace of God washes clean and welcomes the sinner. To accentuate even more what Jesus is saying in Luke 15 here, he tells two more parables, the lost coin and the prodigal son, each one communicating the same, sinners repenting and coming to God where there is true and complete forgiveness. Now you may say, "I don't see the word forgiveness there," which is true. The word forgiven or forgiveness is not there. But the reality of forgiveness is contained there. The repenting sinner is welcomed and loved and great joy in heaven. For the one sinner has repented. Great joy has come. That welcome, that love, that joy is evidence of forgiveness. Joy begins with repentance and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials." In this you greatly rejoice. Well, what is the "in this" that you greatly rejoice in that Peter's writing about? The answer to the "in this you greatly rejoice" is found in verses beginning at verse 3. It is there through verse 5. "In God's great mercy, you have a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are given an inheritance in heaven, kept safe for you till that time that your salvation is revealed when at last Jesus Christ comes again. You have this eternal guarantee kept safe for you and sound in heaven as yours, as your inheritance. It is yours as a child of God in Christ Jesus, never to be lost, but assuredly is yours forever and ever, your salvation to eternal life. That is what you greatly rejoice in. even if you have to suffer all kinds of trials. Again, listen to Peter some more, beginning at 1 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 6 again. I'm going through the end of verse 9. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled, listen to this, and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Why? For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Your faith is of greater worth than gold, a faith through suffering and trials that shows itself to be genuine, and it brings praise and honor and glory to Jesus Christ. And through the refining, your love for Jesus Christ grows. For you come to know that the circumstances of life cannot take your inheritance away. Your inheritance that's awaiting for you in heaven. The ups and downs of life are part of life. They are just there. And through them all, your goal of your faith stands strong by God's mercy and grace in your life. There is your salvation of soul. That salvation of your soul, that is a solid and true reason for rejoicing, for being filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. The source of your joy in Jesus Christ and the salvation that is in your inheritance through his perfect sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The joy set before him, he endured the cross, all that pain, all that suffering. There is a joy set before him. And that joy was the redeeming of what God created, especially you and me. The joy of redeeming, the joy of opening heaven, the joy of making the way to the Father for us, lost sinners. Broken and far away from God. Christ, with the joy set before him, the joy of bringing us back to God, reconciling us and redeeming us, that joy was before him and he endured the cross for us. The joy of redeeming us. That is why we sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." For the redeeming has come. Salvation has come. The source of all joy has come. The way to forgiveness is opened. And for you, through repenting and turning to Christ Jesus, your way to real and true joy is opened through the forgiveness of your sin. And you're given that inheritance in heaven, salvation of your soul, eternal life. Later in worship today, during Holy Communion, the praise team will be leading a song, and it's called Joy. And here's a portion of the lyrics. You have heard my cry for mercy. You have heard my cry for help. And you turned your ear to me to save me from myself. When I think of all you've done, my heart is overcome with joy. The chains have all been broken, the walls have all come down, and here I stand forgiven in this grace that I have found. When I think of all you've done, my heart is overcome with joy. Joy, unending joy. Always joy will remain. Joy, joy, we sing for joy. Always, forever, we'll stay in your joy. Forgiven, standing in grace. The joy of it. The joy of it. My body broken for you. My blood shed for you. Forgiveness and salvation all by God's grace and mercy for you. Repent, believe, and come to know the greatest of joys. The joy of knowing you are a forgiven, redeemed child of God who has an inheritance in heaven, the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. In that is inexpressible and glorious joy. The Big Jim Rugged Rider push stick was repaired by my dad with a little dowel rod. And Big Jim returned to his zooming adventures. Your broken life can be repaired by the Father in heaven. He hears your cries for mercy. He hears your cries for healing. He hears, and he will save. So fling wide the door, unbar the gates of your heart, and welcome the King of glory and Savior of the world. For that Savior will bring the great salvation to you. Joy, inexpressible, glorious joy, will be yours forever in Christ Jesus, Savior and Lord. Amen and amen.